2 years later, sitting at my table in Kingston-upon-Thames, I found I could still hear it. I stared down at my damaged hand, spread palm down on the blue tablecloth. Little Bee had fallen asleep on the sofa, with her G&T untouched by her side. I realized I couldn't remember the point at which she had stopped telling the story, and I had picked up remembering it. I stood up from the kitchen table to fix myself another drink. There were no lemons, so I made do with a little squirt of plasticky juice from the Jif lemon in the fridge. When I picked up my glass, the ice cubes rattled uncontrollably. The G&T tasted vile, but it gave me courage. I picked up the phone and dialed the number of the man I suppose I must call my lover, although that word rather makes me squirm. I realized it was the second time I'd phoned Lawrence that day. I'd been trying not to. I'd lasted almost a whole week since Andrew died. It was the longest I'd been faithful to my husband in years.
"Sarah, is that you?"
Lawrence's voice was a whisper. My throat tightened. I found that I couldn't reply straight away.
"Sarah, I've been thinking about you all day. Was it horrible? You should have let me come to the funeral."
I swallowed. "It would have been inappropriate."
"Oh, Sarah, who would have known?"
"I would have known, Lawrence. My conscience is about all I've got left." Silence, his slow breath over the phone.
"It's okay to still love Andrew, you know. It's okay with me anyway."
"You think I still love him?"
"I'm suggesting it, in case it helps."
I laughed, an almost inaudible exhalation of air. "Everybody's trying to help me today. Even Charlie went to bed without the slightest fuss."
"It's normal that people want to help. You're suffering."
"Insufferable is what I am. It amazes me that people like you still care about me."
"You're being hard on yourself."
"Am I? I saw my husband's coffin today, being shunted about on rollers. When are you going to take a look at yourself, if not on a day like this?"
Said Lawrence.
"Not many men would cut off a finger, would they, Lawrence?"
"What? No, I definitely don't think I would."
My throat burned. I expected too much of Andrew, didn't I? Not just on the beach. I expected too much of life. A long silence.
"What did you expect of me?" said Lawrence.
The question caught me unprepared, and there was anger in his voice. My phone hand trembled. "You're using the past tense," I said. "I wish you wouldn't."
"No."
"No. Please, no."